Maybe some of the zachen v'san are shtikel mechudesh. Maybe some of you are not used to it. Aber teiroi v'limud anu tzrichim. We have to find, we have to mevar zayn taket ha'aloches v'adlokas nerchanike. The Gemara in Shabbos, daf chof alef amud beis, steht in the Gemara hazeh. Nerchanike, mitzvah le'anicho al ha'pesach. Beisim mibachutz. The mokum for Nerchanike is mitzvah la'anicho ala pesach habayis mibachutz. Vimo yodar ba'aliyo, a person lives in the second floor that he doesn't have a pesach habayis, manicho b'chaloy nasmucho l'rshuso rabi. He puts it in the window. U'b'sha'as ha'sakono, manicho al shulchono yvedai. So state in the Gemara that the mokum for anochas Nerchanike is three places. The din of the Gemara, where is the mokum? Manicho al Pesach habayis mibachutz. Outside. Imo yodar ba'aliyo, if he lives in the second floor that he doesn't have a Pesach habayis, he could pull it in the window. B'sha'as ha'sakone, manicho al shulchon ha'ivedai. So Kuntais, if someone asks us, what is the mokim of Chazal? Roshel tefillin you put on the head. Mezuzah you put on the door. Where is the mokim of Ner Chanukah? At the door outside. B'sha'as ha'sakone, you manicho inside. Aber azay, today, in Eretz Yisrael at least, there's no sakone. I don't think it's going. Eretz Yisrael is not going around. So b'meile, there's no heter, not to mekayim the Gemara. It's like you can't put tefillin on your feet. You can't put a menorah not in the door outside. That's the din of the Gemara. When they pass in Rebbe Eliashiv, when they pass in Rebbe Yom in Zilber, when they say from the Chazanish in the Briskerov, that the mokim of Anokas Ner Chanukah is outside in the door. Rebbe Eliashiv is a tshuva from Rebbe Eliashiv in Koivis Tshuvas, Simen Samach Zayin. Rebbe Eliashiv sends a letter to the Dvar Yehoshua. The Dvar Yehoshua writes down, he has a Sefer Dvar Yehoshua. He's even a Choshev V'Yidah, Av Bezin in Tel Aviv. Rebbe Eliashiv writes down like this. I looked in your Sefer, and I saw that you write, U'mikan ani tomea al mashiroisi, once I went up to Yerushalayim and I saw that people light neiros outside, and I don't know who told them to light outside, why they don't light in the window. Loi zot bilvad, that you're allowed to light inside. Come inside, come inside. You have to light inside, and if you light outside, you're not yoytzei the mitzvah. This is what the Dvar Yehoshua writes. לא איזו בלבד שרשויים להדליק בפנים בזמן הזה, אלא שחיובים בכך, שאם הדליק בחוץ לא יעוסו כתקון הסרחות. זוקתם רבי אלישיב, לרנף עם רבי אלישיב, פייסק הדור. זוקתם רבי אלישיב, זוקתם רבי אלישיב הזה. When I saw your sefer, I saw you have a semen, and I saw the headline of the semen, was written in the headline of the semen, יבואר צדקס מנוגנו שאין לנו מדליקים נרחניקה ברשוסו רבים אף על פי שאין סקונה בזמן הזה. And your sefer was a simen. The headline of the simen was to be masbir, to miyashiv the mineg, why we don't light outside, even though there's no סקונה. זאת רבי אלישיב, חושבתי, when I saw this headline, אחונו בני גלוסו, our brothers that came from Golis. All of the years when they're far away in the Golis, Choshavti, they lit an inside. Me'im asamatzi. V'na'atzu lehadlik babayis. Gam k'sholu l'Eretz Yisrael. That be'etzem is no musakone. It's very hard for them to stop their habit. Kosho lehem lehavsik lihigomel. Me'hai minok. And you try to find episode mokoy, why these people are not doing a brocha levatol when they light inside. I thought this is the simen. Achon ibn Galus, so they used to so much years to light inside. One day to tell them now things change. Nayatera, they like to light inside with the whole family. I thought you trying to melam etzchus on them. Ach mikan, that you said a maskone, that you're not allowed to light outside and the right place is inside. I couldn't. I said, I have to learn your tshuva to see if you're right or not. And here Rebbe Eliashiv with the ganze toikev, mamish tears into pieces. And Rebbe Eliashiv finishes the tshuva like this. וכשם שמצווה לא אמר דבר הנשמע, כך מכל מקום מצווה לא אמר דבר שלא נשמע. מצווה שלא אמר. ומכל מקום, so why I'm writing this letter? חשבתי, maybe next year, before you come to Madlik Neiris, you will look at my tshuva, and maybe you'll start to do like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shulchan Aruch said, to light outside. וכן יעשו, and everyone will start to do like that. וזכוס הרבי מי יתולי בכל. The man, this is the reason I'm writing this tshuva. So let me learn it zusammen the inyan, and I hope maybe before people will be Madlik Neiris, they will think over the halacha, and they will start to mekayim Shulchan Aruch, for shteitim Shulchan Aruch, where to light on Eres Chanukah. So let me learn a bissel, where is the place of Madlik Neiris Chanukah. To mevarer this in here, so we're going before, first we have to mevarer where is the place to light. Outside, or you could light bichlal inside. Then we'll try to find out in every deer and every how you light and where you light. First we have to mevarer the emes. What is the tzur of adlokas neiras Chanukah? To mevarer this shaila, we need to find out three zachen, to go duch three shailas, three chakiras. Lama Eibtzachon with the first Chakir. I want first to talumdish this Inyan, and everyone will know good exactly what is the Shaila, and he will decide himself who is going to light Neiras Chanukah, and then, Umevar the Prot. Lama gave me the Hershte Chakir. Chazal said, Mitzvahs Neir Chanukah Manichoi Al Pesach Habayis Mibachutz. Yemoyodar Ba'aliyo, Manichoi Bechaloin Asmucho. מחלל הסמוך על רשות הרבי. ובשעס הסכונה, מניחו על שולחון היוודאי. ובשעס הסכונה, מניחו על שולחון היוודאי. לא מקלר נפרשי. חזל said, where is the mocking of הדלוקס נרחניקה? פסח הבייס מבחוץ. תפילין ברויש, מזוזה in the Dallas, and mezuzah is out, and Chanukah is outside. Pesach Habayis is mibachutz. Klaren de lomdim ashayim. What happens bezman haGemore if a person in a mistake, going back 2,000 years ago, he lit it inside? He was yoytze b'diavad or not? He had a big dismedrash, he lit it inside. Bezman haGemore. Is Yoitze or you had a bracha levatol? Chazal said the place is outside. This person went and he lived inside. Pashtus. Pashtus is not Yoitze. Steht in the Gemara, B'shas ha-sakone. Manich ra'a shulchon levedayo. Mashma in the Gemara, that B'shas ha-sakone. Only B'shas ha-sakone. But if it's not B'shas ha-sakone, you can light outside, inside. We open Mishneh Brura Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, Seif Hei, Ner Chanukah Manichoi Al Pesach Asomuch L'Rishus HaRabi Mibachutz. Ubeshas HaSakono Rashai Lekayim, She'enei Rashai Lekayim HaMitzvah Manicho HaShulchan HaYvedayo. Mashmel Shulchan Aruch, the Mokim from Madlik Ner Chanukah, where is the Mokim to be Madlik Ner Chanukah? Pesach HaBayis Mibachutz. ובשעס הסכונו שאין רשאי להדליק נר חנוכה בחוץ, שאין רשאי לקיים המצווה, מניחה מבפנים. משמע לשולחן ערוך, it's written I think for our days also, that the mocking of נר חנוכה is outside, and if you can't light outside, if you can't light outside, ומילא he lights inside. More from that. Tesfus, in Shabbos דף חוף א', till what is the time that you light נר חנוכה? של גמור שטייט עד שתיך לרגל מן השוק. זאת רי ונראה זה בזמן הזה it's not נגיע. Because anyway we light inside מצד הסכונה. We put it inside on the table. So if we anyway put it on the table inside, so it doesn't make a difference but תיך לרגל מן השוק. You could do it כל זמן דבני בייס are awake. If בזמן הגמור also בדיעבד you could light inside, so why bezman haGemore is ad shetich leregel min hashuk? If the tichle regem in a shuk, but the evid, you could light it inside the whole night. You could matre that the pshat is, you're right, if you would light inside. The Gemara says, but if you're lighting outside, it's only a tichle regem in a shuk. But in the Rambam is before Shnish Tazay. The Rambam states, im ovar hazman en lo itakone. This is en lo itakone. Light inside. The Terutz is, as man of the Gemara, the Mokim is outside. It's another feste Reihe. Steht in Gemara, we came on a locker is a mitzvah. So if you light it, Lamosha, Lamala, Mehesim, and you take it down, it's not good. Because Bishas Bad Locker, the candle was not good. Zog the Gemara, Hidliko Befnim, Voitzio Lachutz Lo Yotzo. Shad Loko is a mitzvah. But the Eben Manicho Ashulchon Evedayah. Mashma, that this man of Gemara, the Mokim Azevi Tfilin is Baroish, is only one mocking from the Chanukah. Pesach Abayis Mibachutz. But in Tur is a Raya Shtikl Fakir, the Tur says, why are you not Yoitze? She'aroy Oimer Letzorcho Hidlik. What's the come in the Tur to the reason She'aroy Oimer Letzorcho Hidlik? Let the Tur say, because B'Shaz Tad Lok, it was not in the right place. So Shtikl Meduik in Tur, Fakir. But these are the Pashtas, the Raya's Brurois, that if a person lights in the Chanukah Befnim Bezman HaGimore, like this we have to start. Bezman HaGimore, if a person in a mistake lit in the Chanukah inside, he's not Yoitz. Is Reyes verkehrt. Is a Stückel Reyes verkehrt. Nachman. Is a Stückel Reyes verkehrt. Stückel Reyes verkehrt. What is the Reyes verkehrt? The Ritvo steht in Ritvo, that if a person came late home and he missed the time, he could put it on the table. Azevi b'shas ha-sakonim anicha ha-shulchon evedayoi. Zog the Ritva, if a person missed the time outside, he could light inside. And he says, hu adin, zog the, not dafka shas ha-sakonim. There's a big wind outside, and you can't light outside, you could light inside. So in Ritva state, it's mashma that, like that. For the first side, we're saying like this. Chazal wakiveh ha-mokrim is only one mokrim. Nerchanikim ibachutz. Shasa sakome, you could light inside. Aber is nishkin shasa sakome, you're not yoitze b'dievet. And the Ritva is mashma that's not dafke shasa sakome. He says, not dafke shasa sakome. If it's a wind, you also could light it inside. Is a Rashbo. The Rashbo asks the kasha, Ner Chanukah v'Ner Shabbos, Ner Shabbos odif mishum shloim beisim. So the Rashbo has a side shayla if you're allowed to be nenef in Ner Chanukah. We pass him, you're not allowed to. Ein lenu reshus leishtamesh bohem. Elo liroisim bilvad. But the Rashbo is not given as a poshim. Frag the Rashbo, Ner Chanukah v'Ner Shabbos, Ner Shabbos odif mishum shloim beisim. Why he can't lies the Ner Chanukah? And v'mechaven also he will have shloim beisim tuch the Ner Chanukah. So normal is not a problem because the Nechanik is outside. And then the Shabbos has to be inside. You will not have a Shalom Bayis if you will have light outside. So the Rashbo, light inside. As they be Shasa Sakone. So the Shtik and Mashma and Rashbo that the Evid you can be Yitzah inside. But why there is Nishkin Rai? The person that only has one candle and he anyway can light outside because he needs it for the Shabbos, then the Rashbo said that he can light inside. Chmas. Ish lazam Yushev dike. Lemais is mashma in Rashbo that with the Evid you could light inside. It's a stickle mashma in Rashbo. That with the Evid you could light inside. Aber sagt das nicht der Pasht. Es ist a Ritvo. The Ritvo is mashma that it's not that you could light with the Evid inside. The Ritvo says, Sakone lav dafka. Even if it's a stickle tsar oy evo, that the goyim don't like us, even they don't kill us. He says, Le Moshul in France. Son, weißt du, der Moshul in Eichet, she given the scene in Yidden from France. But they look, Le Moshul in France, doctor. The goyim don't like so much Yidden, don't. So he says, you, if you can't light outside, you can light inside. He says, Moshul, you don't have to have mamish or mokim sakot. This is the first shayla. Why I'm saying this is the first shayla? The Hainu, if we will say that this mana gemore, but the Eved, if you light inside your yoitze, it's a bit the Eved. So the big mechoy that we're doing against the people that want the light inside, the mechoy becomes a smaller mechoy. So if this man a gemara, you're not yoitze b'diavad inside, we have to clear if this man has it's called shas hasakone, or we have to find a teirim how some people light inside. Say if b'diavad this man a gemara, you also could be yoitze inside. So the shverkeit is a bit less shverkeit. We have a limit schos. You know, it's not besedo to light outside. Oh no, look, if you light outside, inside, not a schos, not a limit schos. Even this man a gemara, you yoitze. But if this man a gemara, you're not yoitze, we're mamish in the problem. Let me get to the second shlaf. So the pashas will never say that this man a gemara, you're not yoitze b'diavad. This man a gemara, you're not yoitze b'diavad if you light inside. Let me clear the second chira from the lump. Clear on the lomdim, and the tzad of the dievet you not yoitzeb is mana gemor. What would be if a person lives in a house, you know, in the old days, house, one floor house, yeah? The Rabbi is speaking, a one floor house with a shein chotzer. You not yoitzeb. Now, this person decided he's not lighting outside, he's lighting in the window. This mana gemor, he's yoitzeb or not? Not lighting at a table, in the window. The gemor shtei, Misha Darba Aliyo, if someone lives the second floor, could put it in the window. So in time of the Gemara already was the door of the second floor or window. Now we're claiming a person that has a door, but he uses the window. Bismana Gemara, but the evidence is yoitzer or not? Dahin, what is the chikira? If window is like a door, oh no, door is the mocker. People doesn't have a door, they made for him a window. Other night, window and the door is the same. Door is better. The Chazanish and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein and some people say Mishem the Briskerov that window is like a door. The Hainu. Even this man of Gemara, if a person doesn't put it in the door, he puts it in the window, he's Yoitzin. Rabbi Yashiv is Mefak Begin. So again, then, so if a person Chodsh uses a window that people could see, so even if the right place is to put outside, but Chodsh is Yoitzin window. Nicht dass ich schlecht. So again, if the heaven you yoitze inside, but the chosh with the heaven, the people have chanuk and candles. Even with the heaven you're not yoitze, but if the heaven you yoitze in windows, or maybe even more before the heaven, it's a mokim at loke, a door is like a tchile, but a window is also a good matzev. No, if a window is also a good matzev. Now, but obi ish anaf kimin efakir, what would be if a window is a good place? So could be, even if you're in a marshal, person lives in a city, and it's dangerous to live, to put outside. But it's not dangerous to put in the window. So then you would have to put in the window. People say in America it's also dangerous to live. Let me start. I'm saying it's dangerous. But in the window in America is not dangerous. So they have to put in the window. They can't do like the kehillas that do inside near the door. Because if window is good, you have to do a window. You can't be in El Tisol and say, I'm not chosh to Rabbi Yashiv because I'm sending in a window. In America, not to put it near the window. If you hold a window as a door, and you b'meli, you'll have to do it. And Mishnah Berurah is mashma nishtas. Mishnah Berurah says that the zman hazeh, you could light inside because it's dangerous. If you have a window, it's better to light near the window because it's pirsum nisa. I mean, it's better. If it's not dangerous, you have to put it in the window. The mashal from the Mishnah Berurah is taken that the window is not like a door. There's different yeshuvim of them. So, let me get in the vibe. So, b'meile kunt Rabbi Yashiv, mit the ganze toikev, and Rabbi Yashiv holds that in Eretz Yisrael, there's no sakone, there's no heter to be over on Divrei Chazal. As they we keep, I think we don't eat milk with chicken because we mekayim Chazal. As they we daven tfilis shmoneh, so the Chazal will metaken. We try to keep what Chazal tells us. We go with a yarmulke. Chazal told us you have to light outside. We have to keep what Chazal told us. Rabbi Yashiv says he doesn't think the B'siyosef written in Shulchan Aruch for people, for Mashiach will come. The B'siyosef Shulchan Aruch is written for people, the zman hazeh. For who the Shulchan Aruch is written? The Mele Rabbi Yashiv holds you have to light the candles outside. That's the psak for Rabbi Yashiv. You have to light Neiris Chanukah outside. Psak for Rabbi Yashiv. Though I heard Sido Yidden that don't do it. In America, the battle will go about. Maybe in America it's dangerous. And in France it's dangerous. That's basic. But as I said, it's already dangerous. But about we go to different countries, we will muster up the danger. we'll see about them. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's not dangerous. And this is the shayla be'etzem, every bocher that comes to Eretz Yisrael has to know if to listen to God Lador, the poisoning Gemara, the Asra, or, like Rabbi Yashi says, it's hard for him to stop his habit and he wants to light inside. Look at Nusra from Rabbi Yashi. So, let me get a shtickle first to Melamed Tzchus. How some people light inside? Kehilos Kodesh, Choshev Yidin. And say that Dvar Yeshua, he times that you're not allowed to light outside. But this is what Rabbi Yashi yells at him. You're writing a sefer, you're not allowed to light outside. I say you're not allowed to light inside. You're writing a sefer, you're not allowed to light. He says like this. He holds like Rabbi Yashi. Bizman Chazal, you're not Yoitza B'dievet inside. I'm asking with Rabbi Yashi. Von deswegen, says, when Chazal said B'sha'as HaSakone, you could light inside, they had to switch the place. They switched it. It doesn't switch back. Why? Because it's not like a light that you could switch up and down. We had Chazal, they went and they made a switch. Now the Sakone, from the goal is B'smashiach Tzidkeinu, some years are better, some years are, you know, I'm all Saddam Mishtak, I'm all Yenem Mishtak. I'm all the Iran, I'm all the Hitler, I'm all the Russia, Stalin, you know, the Mengales. Chazal had to change the place. So they changed it. So now the place is inside, not outside. This is his love. And he's masking with Rabbi Yashiv belong this, that when Chazal made a place outside, you can be Yotzen and Chanukah inside. But he says Chazal had to make a switch. He brings a raya. We blow shofar, if you remember, before Musa. You know, the shofar had to be the first thing in the morning. Zerizim magdim lemitzvah. Why we do it so late? Noch kriyas atere, andere noch the kiddush noch. Why so late? Because by the time Chazal, the goyim didn't let us to blow shofar. And they were trying to chap us, and they knew we do it in the morning. So we left it until after kriyas atere, demel shen, shen the goyim gegangen shlof. It's a dangerous step. But, as they geblim, psulon nisus leyoyim arevi. Most of the oilam are not machmir. I tried, but I'm saying, but most people don't get on machmir to mekayim the takanas chazal. Why? Because b'shasha sakana they changed it. No, but the sakana stopped. The agman kupnish. The teretz is chazal oike, chazal oike. Yeah, but it's not so posh because the meister shulchan aruch brings it down, and shulchan aruch states this halacha. The Minchas Yitzchok said that you could light inside. His lashon is kevan shenagu nagu mikol makom nochon sheyadlik b'chutz. The Dvar Yeshua brings down the Ozerua. In Ozerua state kayoim she'ein sakone nalu lehadlik b'fnim v'lo yadan etayme. I don't know why. Why we don't light outside? So the Baruch Shua says, you see, in the time of the Zoruah, the Sakona start, and the light inside. So like the Rabbi Yashiv, yeah, and he said that. He taki doesn't know why. So he says, yeah, but the Zoruah did it. He didn't make a mechor. He said he doesn't know why. But he didn't yell in the shtot, I don't let to do it. The Baruch Shua, how Rabbi Yashiv? Okay, I should fuck up. And Rabbi Yeruchim states that Shasa Sakona doesn't mean Dafka Sakona, means if the goyim steal the menorahs. Well, if people want the light with silver menorahs, then the goyim steal them. The Sefer Imre Noyam. He says, he brings down Megillas Tainis, he says, Bipnei Sakona, Shtei Bipnei Aleitim. We'll see Balva Nafkimine Gdoyle here in the yeshiva. That Mipnei Aleitzim you could light inside. Although, it's given a bacher, all the places, we'll get back to the yeshiva where you have to light. All of the places outside were lit. Vacha. You know, you see in 2 more days, tafus, everyone chaps the places. The kid said he was left that he could, on the floor in the corner, light somewhere. He would have to lay on the floor when he would light. So, you know, he's very embarrassed. I told him, as a Imre Noya, Mipnei Aleitzim you're allowed to light inside. If the Litzonim will laugh on you, he was able to light inside. The Oruch HaShulchan brings down a Modna Hefer, and this will be very negay about, we'll come to the Shittas, the light outside. He says, today is a big win. If you light outside, it's very windy, it could blow, it could go off. time of the Gemara, he says, was not to win. So now you can see outside. When it comes Chanukah, it's very windy. He says like this, Chazal were mechayev to light in her Chanukah. They didn't mechayev to buy boxes. Shchetish in the Gemara chayev Adam Nignes Kufsa l'Chanukah. So Chazal were not mechayev to buy boxes. Chazal were mechayev. The shayla of the Metzius is right. He times the time of the Gemara, people just put a candle outside. Because to light with a box is very hard. You have to know how to light. Look, it's mitzvah, we'll see later, Lemaise is not so posh. Because Lemaise is not so, could be you're not yoitza when you light outside when there's a wind. Because even if you close the door straight after it, Val B'shaz that look, it was not roi to light like this for half an hour, we'll see, could be you're not yoitza. We'll have, there's a whole trick how to light outside to be yoitza. Doesn't help to close the box. Well, if you would leave the box open, adloka is a mitzvah, b'shas ta adloka, it's not roi. The Ma'aril Diskin says that because we don't know when the sakana will come back or not, the sakana could come back every day, so the mele does say shas sakana. I remember 3 years ago, it was a young man who bought a house in a very friar neighborhood. And he was like, the shit is that you light it outside. The kids are in the neighbors. Yiddish anti-Semitic. And they tied it, the lady that tied it, that she almost vomited because the candles and the oil. Kiddush made a whole court case. And Yellen lost. Had to pay her. She vomited, she fainted because the oil, the smell, the smoke in the middle of the building. She didn't know what was happening. Okay, then they took it to the top. In the end, they were mevatel it. You know, they were scared to be a scandal. But Pshadet, Mipnei HaSakona, you never know where the Sakona could come. This Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Mele talked about Ariel Diskin, the Bnei Yisoschor also stated that Al-Pi Soi, they were oikeret. Lemaise, also the Mishnah Berurah said that the Zman Hazeh we light inside. The Olam Taina that in Radin was not Shas HaSakona. I don't know, a Kleine Shtecha Lev, no Sakona. Love again, Lemaisa, the Mistak in the first chelik of the Shir. The first chelik is Azay. Sido a mokim to melamet schus, and yidden that want to light inside, is a mokim to melamet schus. Rebbe Yashiv, Paskins, Chazanish, Buskerov, the place to light is outside. Lekula al mechus in the Dvar Yeshua, if you light outside, you yoitz. If you light inside, it's not supposed to be yoitz. If you light in the window, or in a glass door to a porch, like we'll see about, then if you most shit is your yoitza also inside. So I want to stick a lemaise, now to be masbo lemaise dik. Every bocher wants to know, so where to go to light the merchan. The Gemara says, azoir bener have lebonim talmidei chachomim. The Rambam says, mitzvas chanuko chavivo hi ad meoid. Chavivo hi ad meoid. Mitzvas chanuko is nishkin aposhta mitzvah. Chavivo hi ad meoid. And you become Bonin Talmidei Chachomim. So where you light? You have to light outside. Rabbi Yashi says we have to light outside. And I want to be masbir why it's so important, especially when you come to Eretz Yisrael to learn in the mirror, why it's so important to know it. To light inside the house without a window, only if you have a real minik you could do that. Without a minik, Rabbi Yashi, it's a shayla from Bochel Avatol. If you have a window, he said, but the Eved, you yoitz. A lot of these dinners don't have windows that people could see outside. Sometimes you go four floors under the ground, all different places, I see all different dinners. And then, so the only answer is to go to the door. And you have to know, Taki, where's the door? So let me get at this. The Gemara says, I say, Manichoi al Pesach asomich l'rushuso rabim. Rashi is masbi, what is Pesach asomich l'rushuso rabim? Pesach HaChotzer. You have a house, you have a Chotzer, Pesach HaChotzer. Taisa says it means the door of the house that is facing the Rishus HaRabim, that people could see it. You have a door of the house opposite the door of the Chotzer, the Moshe. We'll take the Yeshiva, only for a Moshe. The Yeshiva has two doors, Pesach HaBayit, we're a roof. We'll see about what is the Aloch in the Yeshiva building. But Lama Zogan, it's a private house, this whole building. So I have two doors to my house, means the two metal doors on both sides of the building. And then I have like a little chotzer, the steps in the front, on the other side. I'm not saying it's not mamish a chotzer, but only to mamchish. Petach a chotzer means outside. And the chotzer, the outside doors, no door really. Pesach Habayis means near the metal door. Rashi holds Pesach HaChotzer, Tesis holds Pesach Habayis. Stam, interesting. The Dvar Yeshua proves that he's right. He says, how Rashi and Tesis had a machlek is worth the light? Where the parents light? The Tesis, ages ago, Emma was lighting inside. When they learned the Sugi, they had a machlek is worth the light. Adam, how is the machlek is Rashi and Tesis worth the light? What's that Tate Gimach? What was last year? How do they have a machlekes? What do you mean, where to light? No one remembered where they light last year? Outside the door, outside the Pesach, outside the Chotzer, outside the Bais. Tell us this for 1,000 years already, no one was lighting outside. Because everyone was lighting inside, Zog Yudvar Yeshua. To learn the Gemara, they had a machlekes Rashi and Tesis. That make a nitzach of the Rai. So not any from the Rai is the Yudvar Yeshua. Now, the Shaila is, what is the Chotzer? The Chazanish says, today is no Chatzeres. It's not a Chotzer. The most of a person lives in a building, in an apartment building. It's not a Chotzer. I saw Taki, some Bochim have Taki deer, they have a stick of Chotzer. They have a couch deer, and a matzv. That's the Chotzer. That's the Chotzer, Taki. But a normal house, the Chotzer, the most of the Yeshiva here, is no Chotzer, it's a Golish. Just walk out. Chazanish Tainer, that's Nishkin Chotzer. Biskirov says, is your Chotzer. So, Levinach HaZinish, you have to light in the Pesach of the building. And to the Biskirov, you have to light in the Pesach of the Chotzer. As a Chumri, Levinach HaZinish, that you have to have a Pesach that has Tzuras HaPesach. If it doesn't have a Tzuras HaPesach, it's not called Pesach HaChotzer. The Moshe, in this building, one of those Shivas that lives in this building, he wants to be Yotze the Biskirov Pesach HaChotzer. But the Maisa, so he doesn't want the light in the metal door here. He wants the light outside the Chotzer. Yeah? But there's no Pesach HaChotzer. So you'll see, before Chanukah, he will put two pieces of stick, and he will make it through as a Pesach, and a Pesach HaChotzer. The Moshe, on the other steps, we asked Rabbi Eliashi once, when he came to a bris, he said to do it near the metal door, not downstairs. That's for the bris, where's the light in the Chanukah? Working at the metal door. I want a shtickle to go to Maisedik to be masbir, where to light every bocher, how to be yoytze the best echetimtze, and every bocher how to light. I want to be magic. And Chanukah we know is a mehadrin mina mehadrin shemen zayit zo. He never starts such a mitzvah. Tefillin, other good, other nish. Shabbos, other. Chanukah comes. You have to have one candle. You mehadrin. Everyone. Mehadrin, mina mehadrin, everyone 8 nights. Mehadrin, shemen zayis every night. So much chumras. It's not such a mitzvah that is so much shiduli. Ezra, a kosher person, look at how you take a nice one. Here the mitzvah comes, level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. As that mitzvah. But the teretz is, try this portion. When you look in Alanisi, thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What we thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu on Alanisim? Alanisim and Alifloes. Ve'im Adisyor ben Yoichonon, Kohen Gadol, Chashmonoi, Kshol, Domarchus, Yovon, Arishon, Alam, Bro Yisrael, Lashkichon, Tirosecho, Lavaatum, Racham, Mehoram, Im Rav, Tezrim, Omdat, Tezdinom, Lokan, Tezdik, Mos, Omos, Arto, Gibor, Im Al-Khaloshim, Rabim, Biad, Meatim, Tvein, Biad, Toir, Moshe, Biad, Tzadikim. Go to the street and ask a friar here, what was the miracle on Chanukah? We'll tell you the oil, right? Look in Alanisim, we don't mention the oil. Rabbim biad meatim, tmeim biad toirim, rishim biad tzadikim, zeim biad oizkir sero secho, ואחר כך בואו ונכו לביר בי סכו, ודליקו נאירו, יסמנו אפשר. אם אבו דרום זוג תגיד אף נאירו של ירושלים, אני מדליק לכם מראש ירושלים, אה, אתה זכם גן, ראש הציוי, אה, אתה זכם גנץ. הוא לא עשיתי פשע. אולי דנר חניקה על צייד, עשו לניסה, what is going on? I was mad once, בראשי נבות, רב חיים שמולבי. Chaim Shmulevitz says, you come into a room and you see a lady holding a little baby. She's washing him, cleaning him, pushing him. You wonder, it's the mother or it's the housekeeper? How do you know who she is? Could be just the helper, the nurse. Dr. Hazek, if when she finishes, she puts down the baby, Even when she finishes to wash him and clean him, she picks him up and gives him a kiss on his forehead, and they dust him out. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised that he will save us. We know that he will save us. He promised. But sometimes he does it because he has to do it, and sometimes he does it because he wants to do it, because he loves us. How we know if he does it because he has to do it, or he does it because he wants to do it? He didn't have to make the Neset and the Chanukah. For 3 years, Beis Hamikdash was not running. Another 8 days. Tumu Hutra Betzibul. He built Beis Hamikdash. He saved us. Yinug. He wanted to show, I'm doing it not because I have to. I'm doing it because I want to. He gave us a kiss. This is the reason we do Mehadrim. Mehadrim mina Mehadrim. This is the reason when we're going around, we're not showing everyone we won the war. We're going around with a kiss. We're our kids. So this is the reason we want to give back a kiss. It's not enough. Okay, we light inside. We light inside. We want to give a kiss. We want to do ave mechalik. So we have zusammen to trach and tanke, what is the right way to write and where is the right place to light. And I want to explain, it's a big problem. Because if you light outside, and you light l'moshel outside the chotzer, the Fidech HaZanish, unless you have a building, of apartment building, and you light outside in the Chotzer. The Fidech HaZanish, you're not Yoitzer. You light inside, you don't know what to do. Inside the Fidech HaZanish, you're not Yoitzer. Outside the Fidech Muskov is not good. You have to need this door, need that door. Where's the light? This means some people just light inside and fall. They don't know what to do. So I want the Shtikl to go. So some people, I know some people, that they light like a tumenayras. They light one outside. But they're not so sure. They light another one inside. Where they make the bracha? I don't want to make the bracha downstairs. Because the pshat is, if you do it inside, there's a Reb Chaim that after you yoytze the b'diavad, you can yoytze the mehuda. So could be I'm yoytze b'nicha shulchon, or I can be yoytze the lekatchila to light downstairs. So you light downstairs with a bracha, you don't talk, you run upstairs, you light the second one, and then you make a neiros halal. I'm not saying I'm not giving a yechidim, you know, we can't come out of the shir that you have to light two menorahs. But I'm about to say, what is the eitz attack with the bracha? The Chazanish gave an eitz, and this is a very good eitz, to a lot of people that have porches. If you have a glass door porch, a porch with a glass door, then if you light in there, you could be yoytze ala shittas. You also manicha al shulchanai. It's also a window that people can see it outside. And it's also Pesach habayis. You'll ask me, it's not a Pesach habayis. But when there's a fire, Dr. Chazanish, the fire engine, they come with a ladder and they walk into the porch. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. I had a maaser 7 years ago. I said it over this shir. Say the name. It's a bacher. His name was a bacher, Moshe Friedman. Today's in Gemara, Choshim in Gemara Lake. He was a bacher in the mirror. He slept in a brisket deer, not in the Veen, not in the Veen, not in the you know, somewhere in that area. The kids, he came back. And in the Gemara, not in the Tzonis, you know, fire engine, Chazanish. The kids, in the morning, he came shaking. What happened? In the middle of the night was a fire in the deer. And the fire engine came with a ladder and saved him out the door. Not the shlach. But this is the eitz the Chazanish gave. Chazanish gave that eitz. So the marshal, before we go back, the marshal will take a bacher that the marshal sleeps in this building. Before we're going in good places. So the marshal, he doesn't know what to do. Downstairs, upstairs. What's about the yeshiva is more complicated. I will take a dira, the marshal. Let me get a dira, the marshal. Across the street is a dira. They want to know where to light. Outside, inside. So a lot of times I tell them as I eat. The marshal, everyone will light inside near the windows. And one guy will light outside. And you mishtate beprutah with him. The male you be the evidence you mishtat the pruta. You are not supposed to tachsenoi to be mishtat the pruta or masbe. You mishtat the pruta when you come for someone for Shabbos. You mishtat the pruta. But two tachsenoi is a suffix if you mishtat the pruta. Then it's not supposed to two bochim to be mishtat the pruta. Only the tachsenoi, the visitor by the balabais. Some people say only a visitor by the balabais can be mishtat the pruta. Two bochim not. It's a machlekes. But you could be, if you have most shittas, it helps. But then, you have to be makbid that that bocher that lights outside is an achsidisha. Because if it's a litvisha, lemoshel, and he lights before you, so then it could be your yoytzidir and you can't light inside, it's a bocher levatole. If you want to be mishtata with another guy that lights downstairs, you have to be sure, other to make a tnai with him, that on the time that he lights it before you, you're not mechavet to be yoytzid with him. Because on the time that he's moitzid you, then you light upstairs, it's not a bocher levatole. Or the guy that lights downstairs. Otherwise, some people, what they do is they light upstairs, and with a tea light, they put one candle, but the you could have it. Nerecho doesn't have to be from oil. Other they light downstairs, and then they run to the room, and on the table, they put one candle, but the evidence, so they have a tea light on the table. They light downstairs, they run upstairs, a tea light on the table, and the eyes above shit. So let me get. Where to light in the yeshiva? So in the yeshiva, for sure, lekule alma, you could light outside the door downstairs. Both doors. Why? Because be'etzem, the yeshiva is one building. You eat downstairs. You learn in this place. You take a shower in this place. You want to look in your library, you go to the side of the oitzer. But it's a big building with all different services. Here's the library. It's one room, your library. Your besmedish is in one place, your bathrooms are in one place, the showers are in one place, the lunchroom is in a different place, like one big house. There's another place that you could light in the yeshiva. The Moedim Vizmanim says, you could light in this building, Lamashua B'Shalem, you could light in the Pesach of the door to the hallway. Your room is your house, and the hallway is in the mirror. Is mamish l'shusar rabim lekule alma. Taker l'shusar rabim. I don't know whether it's tichle regel min hashuk here, aber it's l'shusar rabim. But lemoshel, so why I'm saying that? Lemoshel, some bachim come to me. Lemoshel, on the top floor here. We'll go to the top floor here. Right, the top floor, the first right room. There they have a window that you can see to the porch. Now, they don't have a window that you can see to the street. So where you'll put the menorah? Okay, if you want to light downstairs, say that. There's no place downstairs. Oh, his chosh is downstairs. He wants to light in his room. But he doesn't have a window. If you're really ask, if he can light on the table, does a gonsh. So what he will do, he wants to put it in the outside the door. But it's not so simple to do that. Maybe it's like lighting in the middle of the floor. You can light stuff. A person can light the menorah stuff. You can, and the car, lemoshel. You put a menorah on top of the car. That doesn't work with betelim. Yeah, it's not musay. It's a pesach habayis, a window. You can't stand, take a car, put some lights, macha menorah. That's the garnish with nish. How much can tefisa? So now, if the room is the house, and the hallway is the shusar rabim, so it's a mahalach. So what I may yeah, it's such a bocher to open the door. And to leave the door open, and in the door space, to put the menorah. So then, be'etzem, he's also lighting it inside his room. So it's manicha shulchan evedayim. So then he has a tzad. The mashu will say that the hallway is not the shusar rabim. So it's not lighting a menorah outside nowhere, nishkin ma'alach. But if he puts it inside the chalal pesach, so then his yoytze, say manicha shulchanoi, say somach le shusar rabim. Then it's chashash ganovi. Also, the same problem will be a Shabbos. If you put a table with a menorah, you have to know in Shabbos what to do in Shabbos. Because then it's a shayla if you could move the menorah. It's muktzah. So you have to put a chair. So you have to put something on the chair that you can move after the chair. But it's not so posh that you could move after the chair. Because could be it's bosses l'davar ha'osu. And even if you put something on the chair, because during this man of that locker, you cannot move it because you need it to be there to the Yotze, the Shir Adlake, so could be as Nikva Mekoimoi, and the Mele, the best Eitze is to push it later with your foot, not to push it with your hands, the chair. If you left in the Pesach of your door, a chair with a Menorah. Now, there's another place to put in the window. Most of some people want to put in the window. Now the shaila is, Lemalo me'esri ma'amo, it's possible. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, again, so, be'etzim what we're saying is, if you have a window, it's b'dievet not so bad. Because you could yoytze also b'di'ashim, and also inside. But if the window is Lemalo me'esri ma'amo, so you're not yoytze. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, but if it's a house across the street, so they see it. If they see it, it's also good. Nicht alle am Maskin. Rabbi Yashiv holds that it doesn't help. Rabbi Yashiv holds a building across the street, that's Hesish Kirsh Sarad. But Lamosha, Rabbi Yashiv holds what helps, Lamosha near the mirror, the street that is coming down from the Chama, the street is very high. So even if the windows of the mirror are Lamalo Mesrim Amo, but if you go straight from the Chama bakery area, the street there is much higher. So that street doesn't make a difference that it's far. So right on your yaitz. Now, where the menorah has to be, if you light outside, it's betefach hasomuch l'shusorab. Or inside the door. So inside the door is the best place, ba'etzim. If you start to put it in the Pesach Tefach HaSomuch L'Shusorabim, you have to know what has to be the Tefach HaSomuch LaPesach. Tefach HaSomuch LaPesach HaSomuch L'Shusorabim. The candle has to be inside the Tefach, or the Menorah, or the backs of the Menorah. The briskas are very machmir. And the male, especially when it's a lot of bochim, it's kimat not shy. Shlomo Zalman said that if the backs of the Menorah is inside Tefach, it's also good. He even said, like near the mirror, they put a whole closet. And in the closet, you put the menorah, he says, everyone sees that it belongs to. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is machmer a little shtickle. Lemaise, in the Primigodim says that even if you have a window, Lebaro Me'esrim, what if you have a person, let me gain one more aloha. A person has a window lemalo me'esrim ma'amo. No buildings cross the street. He doesn't have where to lie downstairs. He has only a silver menorah b'pnei haganovim. Now he wants to know where to lie. He's lemalo me'esrim ma'amo. No one could see him. Chazal said you can't see lemalo me'esrim ma'amo. Downstairs, he's not lighting. He's not lighting downstairs. He wants to know now to light in the window or to light near the Pesach inside. So that's the machlek. The Prichodesh says, so at least light near the Pesach inside, to be mukhe b'mitzvahs. The Megodim says, no. Mikol Mekoyim, even though Chazal said that that window, you're not yoytze, it's not the right window, aber ashtikel pirsum anisa yida. So this is the first cheder, this is today's shir. I just want to be madgish before I finish. I want the tamsis for the shir is coming today to Masbil. There is a big Indian, Choshman in Eretz Yisrael, saying in America you could say that the Chas HaSakone, even if in this neighborhood now it's not dangerous, tomorrow it could be dangerous, it's the Mokim HaGoyim, in Eretz Yisrael, on the Tziyoyin HaShiboyim. But Lemaise is no going around, this Lemaise is Nishkin Mokim HaSakone. Lemaise is Nishkin Mokim HaSakone. This is the reason Choshman in Eretz Yisrael is a big Mokim to be Makpid, to be Yoytze the Rebbe Yashiv, the Ainu Olika Tchile Mamesh to light outside, or chodsh to light in a window or a glass door that could be yoytze the din from Rebbe Yashiv. Again, you have to know every dire, the matziv, if it's considered a malo me'esim, if it's not considered a malo me'esim, if they have a window or they don't have a window. But, Mirtz Hashem will speak next week, all of the halachas of adlokas Neres Chanukah, how you light, how much you light, how much oil has to be inside. You have to know, to light outside, you need to know a lot of halachas. Because there's wind outside, and a lot of different adlokas, b'dievet, you're not yoytze. To hear only today's shir, to start to light outside, and now to know how to light outside, Eshes is better to stay with the habit, as even Rabbi Eliashiv holds, and to light inside.
How can that ever be a Lamala and a Mama? Always, especially after Shabbos, always some place where it's going to be.
If not, now in that place, not in a different city.